All right, now it's time for a new segment I'm doing in the twilight hours of my BPP time called Ways Trisha McKinney Screwed Up.
Is there special music for this?
I don't think so. Inside my head, there's always special music. Okay, Trish, let's set this up.
Trish is our editor.
Yes.
And she's right about 99%.
She's a three-time Jeopardy champion. She's probably the smartest person in this building. And I think this building has like 30 floors. But yesterday, a little faux pas. What did you say on the show?
Okay, so it was during the most, and I was talking about a scientific study about women, pregnancy, physical makeup, whatever. And I said, this begs the question about, you know, are they going to study pot bellies? Well,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I had no idea this was wrong.
Which is amazing because, as we just said, you're an editor and you know about almost everything. And you catch – every day you catch 100 errors that I have inserted into the script. But I felt like for once I could get on my high horse or my high office chair. I stood up on an office chair.
He literally stood on an office chair to announce
well,
the
no,
entire office.
Well, no, because you know what? It had happened a few times with different staffers, and I just thought maybe we could try to nip this in the bud as it was nipped in the bud for me when I used this on NPR wrong a bunch of times. Well, turns out that begging the question does mean something, but it doesn't mean the
right.
way that people tend to use it.
I used it to mean raises the question.
Right.
And apparently everyone who misuses it pretty much does it for that purpose. And I had no idea it was wrong. So now we're going to find out why.
Yeah, we've got an expert here, Julie Temlin. She's a proofreader. She's also the grammar blogger who calls herself Mrs. Right Right, word therapist. Julie Temlin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
Okay, so we raises the question is fairly obvious. It means you're sort of raising the question. But what the heck does begging the question actually mean?
You know, I was actually doing a lot of research last night because I was trying to find an easy way to explain it. It's logical, and that's why it's so difficult. The more I research,
like most things that are logical,
the more confused I got.
What were you able to come up with?
It's basically when a debatable premise is presented as if it were true. It's a logical fallacy. The easiest way I can find is that an example from a news show, someone says she is wearing very loose clothes. This just begs the question, is she pregnant? Now, it's debatable if she's pregnant, but the circular thinking brings one directly to thinking that she is pregnant. It's like an assumption.
But doesn't that raise the question? What you said just sounds like a perfect spot for raising the question.
Right. Raising the question, from what I've read, people say begs the question to just be thrown out. We shouldn't even bother using it because it's so confusing.
Interesting.
You should just say raises the question for the most part, because if you use begging the question, it's, like I said, it's a logical fallacy that has been around since the 1600, or I'm sorry, even since the 4th century.
So, I was actually Googling around too, because I went kind of down a grammar and usage rabbit hole yesterday. And I guess question is part of the problem. We think of question as something, with a question mark. It begs the question, colon, and then you give the question. But actually, the question in this case is the debatable point. So
right. It's
not, it doesn't beg the question and then you hear what the question should be.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me, actually. That is something else I found, is that a question doesn't mean a sentence in interrogative form. Because it's such an ancient
Yeah, because in logic there are these formal principles of logic and what are called formal fallacies, like straw man and these other things that are sort of when you're debating a point, things that are sort of not considered legit. And begging the question is, I think, if it's not a formal fallacy, it's kind of on near that list of mess ups. So it sounds like the safest thing to do, since I still feel like we only have a vague understanding of what begging the question really means, is to just, let's just take it off the list. Let's salt the earth so it never grows again and just say raises the question.
Hey, note to staff, from now on, BPP policy, never use beg the question in any segment or a story you write.
The editor has spoken.
That's right, from atop her office chair. And get down, because that's dangerous. That's some kind of OSHA violation. Trish McKinney, thank you for coming on. Julia Temlin, a.k.a. Mrs. Right Right, word therapist, thank you for your time.
Thank you.